Come, let's tell a story. Once upon a summertime, a friend of mine in Eretz Yisrael went to the beach near the city of Netanya. Well, he was sitting under a pergola, you know, one of those roofs made from wood. Well, anyway, all of a sudden, a boy about 10 or 11 years old jumped out of the water and ran right next to where my friend was sitting, because his bag was right there. The boy pulled out a towel, dried himself, put a kippah on his head, and then pulled out a plastic bag full of grapes. He took one grape and held it in his fingers. But before he made the bracha, he said a word. An amazing word! Do you know what he said? He said, Kavana. That's right! He said to himself, Kavana. And then he made the bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem El. Children, do you hear what he said? Wow, what an amazing boy. Come, let's imagine for a moment what it's like to be at the beach. Summertime! Sunshine! Children are jumping in the water. And here come the waves. One father is teaching his son how to swim. Binyamin, pick up your arms and do it like this. One little boy who has come to the beach for the first time puts his face in the water and says, Oi, Tati, it's salty. Children on the beach are digging tunnels in the sand, building beautiful castles, licking popsicles. Older boys are playing paddleball. The lifeguard is calling out on his microphone.
Children, please move over this way. People, please don't go out too far. Abba with the white cap, will you please watch your little boy? The boy with the yellow tube, will you please?
Wow, it's great. And now, let's go back to the boy with the grapes. When it came time to make a bracha, he forgot about everything that's going on around him. The most important thing for him right now is to say the bracha with kavana. Hashem, I want to thank you for the delicious food you give us. A real tzaddik boy, right? Wow, wouldn't it be great if also when we say brachos, that we also do not think about anything else. And when we daven, we point and daven out loud. That way, we'll be able to think about those precious words and always say them with lots of kavana.